John F. Kennedy has come to symbolize so much that, for the most part, his actual policies have been forgotten. Unlike his more liberal younger brothers, Kennedy would today be recognized as a centrist Democrat with some rather pronounced hawkish leanings. He wanted to greatly increase military spending and even castigated the Eisenhower administration during the 1960 campaign for allowing what he called a missile gap to exist between the United States and the Soviet Union, with America on the wrong side. Kennedy was such a cold warrior, in fact, that he considered domestic policy little more than an extension of foreign policy. According to this view, highways were built, engineers trained, and corporations supported so that the United States could more effectively fight the all-encompassing struggle against world communism. When it came to civil rights, for example, Kennedy was less concerned with achieving justice for blacks than with depriving the Soviets of an important propaganda tool in Africa. Another aspect of Kennedy's presidency that's often overlooked is his dramatically poor health while in office. Have you ever had back pain? Imagine having it so bad that you spend nearly half of every day in bed. Kennedy did. He received daily injections of Novocaine to ease the pain, but even so needed a special concoction of amphetamines to pull himself together in the morning. Once he was so disabled that a cherry picker was quietly called in to lift his prone body into Air Force One. Yet Kennedy's will was such that he never allowed a crack to show in his cool, ironic exterior. Clothes were a large part of the show. He was infatuated with them, always dressing fashionably in European cuts and changing clothes from the skin out as many as four times a day. Journalist Ben Bradley, who counted himself among the president's friends, once recalled a conversation he had with Kennedy about clothes. The president, Bradley reported, was shocked to learn that some men might wear the same shirt 2 days in a row. "They that stand high," Shakespeare wrote, "have many blasts to shake them."